Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. You picked a great hour to tune in because today we have somebody, she's been here before, and I always like to think of Midge as kind of one of ours. She's played on the air here a lot, and she's blossomed and has played at so many different settings, and every time I see her, I think this is our Midge Cricket. You know, it's almost like you're part of our own little Grand Old Opry here.
Yeah.
Member of the Grand Old Opry.
Part of your stable of artists.
Yes. Yeah. Stable. I like that. Yeah. Or we could call it our unstable of artists,
yeah.
Which is meant in the nicest way possible.
No, that's very fitting.
I want to point out that Pat and Skip, your parents, are here today,
yes.
Which is really cool. And it's just terrific.
Yeah, I can tell my cute little joke about their names are easy to remember because it sounds like a dance.
Yeah.
Because you skip and Pat and skip
and Pat.
Yeah.
And do you have an Uncle Buck somewhere?
I have an Uncle Pip, oddly enough. So.
Well, Midge is going to be performing here at the Children's Museum this afternoon at 1 and at 3. But we get her first. And I made mention on our Facebook page and also on our website that you were playing today, and I immediately got a few notes saying hooray and how much people are looking
nice.
Forward to hearing you. So let me turn it over to you. Here's Midge Cricket.
Well, yes, thank you, Larry. Hi, I'm Midge Cricket, and I'm going to play a few songs today. The first song that I'm going to play is, I like to think of it as an anthem for the put upon. It's called Ad Nauseam or Et Cetera and So On.
Please, sir, if you know, tell me where the stories go. All the stories that are too boring to remember. Do they wrap round your shoelace from a dark, cold, empty space? Pull you down through the cracks in the escalator. Deep down, those boring stories drag you down to where they make you sit up straight and pay attention. Oh, they make you ride left-handed, make you learn to drive a standard. They play Brahms way too slow when it's time for you to go. What they wanted to say before, they just remembered. Please, ma'am, if you can, come over here and lend a hand. Help me sift through yards and yards of conversation. When we chat about this and that, discuss how thin is really fat. Then search round aimlessly for an explanation. Deep down, those endless conversations drag you down to where they make your ears sweat and cause constipation. I'll give you advice that you don't need, make you recite the Nicene Creed. Oh, that beeping, buzzing, chirping, ringing phone won't leave you alone. Please, miss, if you could, come over here and chop some wood. Don't forget to fill the tank and wash the windows. Then you can donate plasma, get some cash to cure your asthma, which you got from stressed out smoking in the girls' room. Deep down, those pointless errands drag you down to where you wake up ragged and frazzled at your destination. Oh, you forgot to shave your legs, that can of soup busted your eggs. You got your dress on inside out, and there's no doubt you have fallen in my estimation. You got your dress on inside out, and there's no doubt you have fallen in my estimation.
Midge Cricket at the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's really fun to watch your parents beam as you perform. Now,
yeah.
Did you perform for them as a child?
Sure, all the time, yeah. You know, I played the cello growing up. It was neat to see those little girls earlier playing their Suzuki songs because
yeah.
that was me, you know, when I was, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old. So they got me performing early and definitely.
Would you be brought down to, would your parents ever have parties or get-togethers with primarily adults and you would need to come downstairs from your room and play?
Yeah, yeah, I did that for sure. And my grandmother's actually a musician and a church organist. She couldn't come here today, but she used to have my sisters and me play at an annual Christmas show at her church with her. So we'd sing Christmas songs, and I'd play my cello, and all the like little old ladies from her church would come and think we were real cute. It was nice.
It's nice. Yeah, I know there's people in my life that are like that too, and they still think I'm really cute, so
yeah.
I really like them. I want to keep them in my life for as long as I can. That song has that delightful reference to an escalator, the cracks of an escalator. Mm-hmm. And when you were little, do you remember? Were you ever afraid?
I was certainly frightened of the escalator. My big brother actually kind of told my sisters and me that might happen to us, that we might get sucked down through the cracks in the escalator.
Yeah, that's like a portal. It's like a freaky Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where you can get inside of there. I'm sure your parents can remember this, and I suspect you can too, but some of the older escalators in department stores had wooden steps instead of the steel steps, and they were a little further apart. Do you remember? You can tell us.
They were thick and far apart.
Yeah, and you could get your heel stuck in them easily if you were a woman. But they shimmied as they went up because of their wooden construction. And it was really, really scary to go up those.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any of the departments – I suspect they've been required by their lawyers to replace them by now.
I actually can't say that I can remember a wooden escalator, honestly.
I barely remember them.
I'm not a kid anymore, but I'm not exactly that old.
I barely remember them. But the thing I was going to mention is I was scared of them until I got to be about 9 or 10, and then I preferentially wanted to – because they were like little roller coasters to go up and down.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the Fred Rogers song about you'll never go down the drain, too. You know, when you're little, you worry you might get sucked down the drain in the bathtub.
Well, why couldn't you? I mean, everything else goes down there.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you sort of could understand that.
Yeah.
Well, you've got another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. This is brand new, brand spanking new.
Is this the one that was born yesterday?
It was born yesterday. I have two that were born yesterday, but I'm only going to play one here on the show, and then I'm going to play the other one out for the kids later on.
What a tease you are.
But, this song is called – it's called I'm So Hungry, and it's really kind of specifically for kids, and it's about having a healthy appetite. I think that's important. I think sometimes people are afraid to admit that they want something, and you should just not be afraid of that. Forge ahead, and if you're hungry, say, I'm so hungry. Okay.
Here again, Mitch Cricket. I might be saying that around this time of the morning is when I start to feel that way.
Okay, here we go.
And some pizza and steak. I want an omelet and some pasta and some oatmeal and cake. I want some candy and some ice cream and some chicken chow mein. I want it all. I want some waffles and some wonton soup. I want an Anna pasta salad and some sushi too. Some brown or white or even wild rice will do. Cause I'm hungry, yeah, I'm hungry, it's true. I'm so hungry, I don't know what to do. I'm so hungry, I could eat you. I'm so hungry, I gotta have some grub. Please tell me that it's almost time for lunch. Woo! I want some pancakes and some chicken curry. Give me a funnel cake or french fries and some teriyaki beef. I want some carrot sticks, apples, and some broccoli with cheese. I want it all. I want toast and jelly and some eggs and ham. I want a gyro enchiladas and some mugu gai pan. I want some soba noodles and some celery. Cause I'm so hungry, yes, I'm hungry, you see. I'm so hungry, I don't know what to do. I'm so hungry, I could eat you. I'm so hungry, I don't know what to do. Please tell me that it's almost time for lunch. Woo! I want some some tacos and a BLT. I want a veggie burger and some tuna TVP. I want some goulash and some stroganoff and ratatouille. Oh, I'm so hungry, yes, I'm hungry, you see. I want some peanut butter and some minestrone soup. I'll take a hoagie and some spam and some chicken vindaloo. Macaroni and cheese with some green beans, please. 'Cause I'm hungry, yes, I'm hungry, it's true. I'm so hungry, I don't know what to do. I'm so hungry, I gotta have some food. I'm so hungry, I really need some grub. Please tell me that it's almost time for lunch. Woo!
Mitch Cricket, first performance, I think, in front of anybody other than herself. I like the song.
Thanks. And, brand new.
You know, it made me think of two things. First, you know the song Dream, 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 Dream.
Yeah.
It made me think of like, eat, 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 eat. Because during the bridge, you could almost be humming
yeah,
that.
You could almost. Well, when I was a kid, I made up the song. It was called Dream Pizza, and it was to the tune of that. It was like, dream, dream, dream pizza, dream. That's basically
dream,
all
dream
that it,
pizza,
as far
anchovies.
As it went. Yeah, I mean, you could take it anywhere.
Ooh, ooh, I hate them anchovies.
Hey, man, we should work together. That's nice.
Well, the other thing, it did make me think of, I saw in the news this week, it might have been above the fold on the front page, but the green bean casserole, venerable dish that it is, the green bean casserole with the cream of mushroom soup and the Durkee's brand French fried onion rings that come out of a can, all done through the Durkee process, which I think is, you know, similar to the one-hour martinizing or something. It turned 50 this week, the green bean casserole.
I bet it's older than that, though. You know?
It could be. I could see. Well, it probably only is official if Campbell's brand cream of mushroom soup and Durkee's French fried onion rings.
But that recipe is as old as time, honestly.
It's
got to be.
So. Could you see, you know, Ben Franklin showing up with the green bean casserole?
Yeah, at the potluck at the first Continental Congress.
I could see that. I could see that. I mean, it might have had to have been made
the
little.
The signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, what else would they have there? They'd have like the macaroni salad, the Jell-O molds.
Oh, man.
The Jell-O molds would be there. All the things. Chips and salsa. And
well, see, this is very funny that you're bringing this up because my parents are here. And when I was a kid, I drew a picture in first grade of the first Thanksgiving. We were supposed to draw a picture of it. And I drew this, you know, spread, a table with all the food on it and the pilgrims and the Indians. And my teacher said to me, "So, Midge, what's this? What's this on the table?" And I was like, "Oh, those are the stuffed artichokes." Because I just thought that everybody had stuffed artichokes for Thanksgiving because that's what we always had. I imagined them there at the first, you know, Thanksgiving.
It's funny the way you think those things when you're little. Like, doesn't everybody do this at Thanksgiving time? You know, isn't this what everybody calls? Doesn't everybody call the glass with a chip in it the you know, chippy glass?
Yeah, exactly. And then sometimes you go over to someone's house and it feels so weird. You know, everything they do feels so weird to you. You know.
Yeah, that's all about the only remaining localism here. might be within people. Oh, no, there's more localism than that. But when did you start performing the kinds of songs you've been doing lately?
Well, I played with a band, and when I did that, I was writing kind of songs on my own. All my life, I've kind of been writing things, you know.
And who was the band or the
band was called Anneve, and I was with my older sister, and it was really nice. We kind of had a little thing going on here in Pittsburgh. People were kind of into it, but we took a long break, and we just never got back together. And we may or may not. We'll have to see in the future, but. I would like to, you know, but what happened was we were playing a show at the Shadow Lounge in Pittsburgh, and I had played one of my songs for the guitarist in our band, Jack, and he broke a string, and he was like, "Hey, Maggie," or Midge, sorry. He was like, play one of those songs that you got, you know, so I did, and then after that, I just kind of started playing. A friend of mine actually sort of tricked me into performing at a comedy open mic. she got in touch with the person in charge of it and told me I was going to go meet her to talk about performing. And then we went to meet her and she was like, oh, you're the cellist who's going to perform at my show. And I just had to suck it up and be like, well, yes, I am. Yeah, I'm going to do that in two weeks.
That
was like 2007.
Were you nervous doing that?
Yeah, I was nervous, but I really, you know, so I always wanted to do it, you know, so it's kind of nice to have someone push you like that, a pushy friend to push you into doing something you're uncomfortable with.
And your songs are make people laugh and smile.
Yeah, thanks.
But it's interesting to think of playing a comedy club. Who are there whimsical or novelty songs that you like to listen to?
Well, funny you should say so, Larry Berger. I like a lot of songs like that. Well, just recently I kind of got turned on to Tom Lehrer.
Uh-huh.
And when I started playing, that's something that people would very often say to me. They would say, oh, you must really like Tom Lehrer. And I didn't know who he was. I would have to say, well, no, I mean, I don't know who that is. So a friend of mine gave me like a box set of Tom Lehrer, let me borrow it, and I listened to it. And so, I mean, really, I love that. And
yeah, you would. And,
yeah.
And we have everything he's ever recorded. He's still living.
I know,
by
I heard
the way.
About that.
You can see there's some videos of him on
I've
YouTube.
Seen them.
And there was actually a musical of his music that was
Neato.
On Broadway for a short time. Who else? Probably, you know, Alan Sherman, I hope.
No, I don't.
Oh, we'll have to introduce you to him.
Okay.
But are there some others?
Well, I love Dudley Moore, you
mm-hmm.
know, and well, that's, you know, really like my comedy influences are a lot of British comedy, British satire from the early 60s, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, and, you know, just kind of how he would use, I mean, I'm playing the ukulele today, but I do normally also play the cello, and how he kind of used a classical music instrument to, you know, for comedy.
Just last weekend, I discovered a British, I thought singer, but it turns out incredible composer named Richard Stilgoe, who composed Phantom of the Opera. Who knew? I should have known if I would have looked at it. But I heard him on BBC singing these great songs with a guy named Skillern, who I think is also named Richard, and these were just great, bouncy songs full of wordplay.
Uh-huh.
And just you. I think you would like them
yeah.
too, but I can't find them here. And I found them online in Europe, but
uh-huh.
every time I tried to buy one, it would say cannot be sold to the United States. So
well, that's
they're
bummer.
Keeping it from us.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to break that barrier somehow.
Yeah. Well, I like sort of nonsense wordplay. Like when I was little, you know, Shel Silverstein meant a lot to me. And I was actually reading that the other day. I don't know. Oh, like the John Lennon stuff that he wrote, like In His Own Right and Spaniard in the Works,
mm-hmm.
I guess had a big influence on me when I was coming up, so to speak.
Where did you go to school? I forget.
I went to Cal U. Just briefly, I studied theater there.
Okay, so
Cal U of PA.
You were raised in
Little California.
Raised in Uniontown.
Uniontown.
And then
mm-hmm.
to Cal U, and then mm-hmm. to Pittsburgh.
And then to Pittsburgh.
Great. Well, Mitch Cricket is who you're hearing if you're just joining us. And Larry in Elwood City says hello. And
hi there, Larry.
And he reminds me, we talk about this all the time. We have to introduce you to Christine Lavin because I think you would like her music too.
I think you played some for me
yeah.
the last time that I was here.
Yeah.
Something about skiing, maybe a song about
yep.
skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a good memory.
I do.
But, Larry just mentioned a woman named.
Thanks for noticing.
Carolyn Pond. Caroline Pond. I don't know who that is. But he says that you would like her.
Yeah.
And that's not me talking in the third person. That's a listener named Larry that just
right. It is confusing, both of you being named Larry and
that's
all.
Right. There aren't that many Larrys, nor are there many Midges.
Well, I know a few more Larrys than I know Midges.
Yeah, I don't
gotta be honest about
you,
that.
You may be the only Midge that I know. Midge has a couple more songs to do. What would you like to do next?
Okay, well, I thought I would play the song that I played at the Fred Forward conference where you
uh-huh.
were, I wrote it specifically for the conference, they kind of commissioned me to write it. And I really appreciate the songwriting, in particular Fred Rogers. I'd probably say that he's one of my big influences. We were talking about influences. And the song, I actually...
By the way, Fred Forward was a conference, and it is a conference held every 2 years by the Fred Rogers Center at St. Vincent College, designed to continue the work of Fred Rogers.
Yes. And they asked me to do some entertaining for them, and I was happy to do it. Yeah, I brought with me, we're on the radio so nobody can see it, but Larry can see it and my folks can see it, is the record, the Mr. Rogers record that... I had as a kid. And it was funny. I played this record once for a friend of mine, a little kid, and that and also my Sesame Street Fever record that I have, and one of my friend's children. And when we got to the end of the first side, I said, do you know what we do now? And he said, do we rewind it? And I said, no, we flip it over. And that, like, totally blew his mind. He'd never seen a record player. So it was funny because the Fred Rogers conference was all about technology and new technology for children. And I think that a song really kind of transcends a lot of technology and is just very simple and straightforward. And just got to sit down and write it, and then you got to sing it to people. And so the song, what I wanted to do is I wanted to... with his own words kind of interwoven with my own, show how much a song can affect a child in their early childhood and how you can take it with you for the rest of your life. And so in the song, I make a direct reference to about 10 Fred Rogers originals. So if you listen closely, you'll hear a bit of "Won't You Be My Neighbor?" "It's Such a Good Feeling," "Everybody's Fancy," "There Are Many Ways to Say I Love You," "What Do You Do with the Mad That You Feel?" "You Are Special," "Be Brave and Then Be Strong," "Tree, Tree, Tree," "I Like to Take My Time," and "Sometimes People Are Good." So listen for all of that, and I'll play it for you now.
Midge Cricket again at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Mr. Rogers taught me lots of important things, like how to keep a fish alive and tie up my shoelaces, and that to be correct as usual is pretty unusual. Da 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 da. 'Cause the very same people who are right sometimes are the very same people who are wrong sometimes. And sometimes I'm that person, but mostly it's you. Won't you please, please, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be my neighbor? Yes, I'll be your neighbor now. Let's pretend that we've always been. Everybody's fancy and everyone's fine. I like to do it right, so I take my time. Thank you. Why? I wonder why. Why can't my pussycat fly? I learned to be brave and then to be strong. 'Cause if I can be brave, then I'll never go wrong. Tree, 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 tree. We love you, we do. Oh yes, tree, we love you. Just like Daniel Tiger, I'm feeling so shy now. So cool to go to our correspondent school. Hey, neighbor Aber, guess we'll see you later. Lady Elaine says boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang. When I feel so mad I could bite, I take the mad that I feel and write a song to feel right. I found many ways to say I love you, and I do. Da 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 da. You are my friend, you are special to me. You are my friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. It's such a happy feeling to grow inside, and it's such a good feeling to be alive. Won't you please, please, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be my neighbor? Yes, I'll be your neighbor now. Let's pretend that we've always been friends. Yeah, we can make believe right through the TV screen. Let's make.
Mitch Cricket at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a great, great song.
Thanks.
I think Fred Rogers really would have liked hearing that song. It's a shame that that he can't. Do you remember where you were when you learned Fred Rogers passed away?
Jeez. I don't remember. What year was it? Do you know?
You know, I just did one of those.
I lived in Pittsburgh, I remember.
I just did one of those things I try very hard not to do. And I ask a question, and I think that in part I was asking it because I wanted to answer it. but only in part. I try really hard
it's
not to do that.
It's probably hard not to do. I would imagine it would be tricky not to do that.
Well, I just don't. People. I don't think it's appropriate for me to
do
that.
Well, Larry, please tell us. Where were you when you found out that Mr. Rogers passed away? Because I want to know.
And I can't. I can find the year. I want to say it was 2001, but I was in the airport. I was in the airport, and forgive me if you've heard this story before. I've told it a couple times, but in the airport, frustrated at catching a plane to go somewhere, and pretty angry because the plane had been overbooked, and you know, just having one of those business kind of anguish days. And then I called my secretary and asked her if she could help me rebook a flight. And she said, "You don't know, do you?" And I said, "Know what?" And she said, "Mr. Rogers died." And I felt like somebody punched me in the stomach, like as hard as they ever could. I felt like my oldest brother, David, punched me in the stomach the way he would punch me in the stomach, as brothers sometimes do. And I just pretty much got in the car, drove home, you know, said the heck with the trip. And it talk about putting something in perspective, but also I can remember that like it was yesterday.
As I recall, it happened kind of suddenly, like he became ill and then all of a sudden he was gone. So I don't think that people were really prepared or saw it coming, you know.
Nobody really saw it coming at all. And it was 2003, February of 2003 when he passed away. Just about a month before what would have been his 75th birthday.
Because his birthday's in March, because the Fred Forward Conference was to mark his, well, on his birthday. So
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Beautiful day. I almost need not give you a weather forecast, but in case you're wondering, it's going to be in the low 60s and sunny today and tomorrow, 42 degrees and clear tonight. 6:39 is the sunset for tonight. And currently it's 54 in Indiana and Grove City, 50 in Clarion, 53 in New Concord, a balmy 55 in Washington, and 53 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. You can see Midge Cricket today at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock here at the museum.
2 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock here at the museum. You can probably see her at 3, but she'll be packing everything up. are you going to be out and about anywhere?
You mean playing?
Yeah.
Out and about? Well, let me think here. Well, I have a band, a new band. It's called Middle Children. And we have been playing out and about. We actually, I think our next gig, though, is at Envy on Penn Avenue for the First Fridays Arts Unblurred that they do along Penn Avenue.
Yeah.
They have the galleries along there and the performance spaces, and a lot of the restaurants and things have music, and it's a fun thing. They do the First Friday of every month. So that's the next kind of concrete gig that I have. It's with my band, Middle Children.
Well, we've linked to your MySpace site, too, which is simply myspace.com/MitchCricket. Cricket with two T's.
Yes.
Because you can. And you'll find her there. And you've got one more to do. It's so nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
And I hope you'll consider coming out to see her at 1 and 2 later today.
Yes.
I bet I know what the next song's going to be. Maybe I don't.
I don't know. We'll see. Well, so, okay. So I, about a year ago, there's a really nice local musician who asked me to perform in a showcase called Best in the Burg. And when I heard that, I felt a little intimidated.
Yeah,
you
really,
know?
Yeah.
Best in the Burg, you know? I wasn't quite sure how to take that. And I tend to be a little underconfident, you know, as I kind of appreciate that, as Woody Allen says in someone's character, if they're a little underconfident. But I went away from finding out that I had to perform at this Best in the Berg showcase, and I thought about it, and I said to myself, Midge, you belong in a Best in the Berg showcase. There's no reason why you should feel inferior. You need to buck up and have some confidence. So I wrote this song. You can't forget what you heard, because I'm the best in the Berg. I'm the best in the Berg.
Thanks, Mitch.